Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 13th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, he writes, "Pay to all what is due them, taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due." You know, Paul believed, or at least he communicated to the Christians living in Rome, that there was no authority except from God. Throughout this passage, Paul encouraged the Christians in Rome to respect those who governed them, for the rulers of the world to be given their authority was something offered by God. Paul's teaching is deeply disturbing to those of us who understand that power can and has been abused. You know, should we believe that Hitler or Stalin or Mao Zedong were authorities endorsed and placed in their position by God? It's a tough question. And given our knowledge of history, we're more likely to be wary of governmental leaders than to freely give ourselves to their leading. And what prompted and sustained Paul's belief in the divine nature of authority is a good question. You know, it's possible that there was greater civility and character among Roman leaders of Paul's time than our time. You know, Paul might have been unaware, however, of abuses of power in hidden corners of the world. Perhaps Paul was just being overly cautious and mindful of the unique demands placed upon Christians who had to live out their faith in the very heart of the empire that seemed to rule the world. You know, whatever we make of Paul's understanding of authority, perhaps we should not be too quick to condemn it as overly naive. You know, respect and obedience to authority might not be a bad first instinct for those of us who so readily choose our own masters. In fact, being subject to rulers of our world might not be a bad practice for learning how to be obedient to the ultimate ruler of the world, God. You know, if we can obey human authority, perhaps we will develop a greater capacity and competency to respect and obey divine authority. Let's pray. Lord God, we appropriately worry about abuse of power. History has shown us that power corrupts, and we feel the need to always be vigilant for signs of overstepping by those who are given charge of us. In fact, Lord, we feel not only free, but also empowered to belittle and bemoan those who rule over us. Why is that, God? As a Christian, should my first response to those in public office be provocative or prayerful? Should I treat them as if they are my servants or yours? Lord, help us know how to offer respect and honor, even when we are reluctant to do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.